The Fat Badger Grill on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
After a long, hard day with various things going on in the office, there is nothing that gives you more pleasure than coming and sitting in the pub. And one of the best places to come and sit in the pub is the Fat Badger. And I'm delighted to be joined by Clarkey and Sean from the Fat Badger in the Fat Badger to talk about what's going on here. How are things, guys?
Really good, Tom. Good to see you. Busy time in the summer for us with the weather and the posh outside furniture. So, yeah, we've had a cracking time this summer.
It is a wonderful place to come and sit in the sunshine down here, looking out over the Montpellier area of Harrogate, of course. What's going on? What have you got planned at the moment? What's happening down here at the Badger?
We've got all sorts going, as always. We do our monthly beer clubs. We've got a whiskey night coming up next week, which is paired. And we're just currently tweaking our gin selection. Gin's the in thing at the moment.
It really is. And actually, I kind of want to take over this for a bit of a personal reason here today.
What, gin and tonic? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's almost the opposite. I am not a gin drinker, and I feel a little bit like I'm missing out on the trend here because gin is so popular and everybody's talking about gin. My wife is a gin fanatic, but I feel like I can't join in because it's never been a drink for me. Can you convert me to gin here at the Fat Badger?
Sean's the best man to talk you through the gin. He knows everything there is to know about gin.
Easy to convert you to gin. It depends like what you're sort of looking for and why you don't like gin in past. I mean, the reason it's taken off so much over the past few years is because there's so many different botanicals that go into it. There's so many different ways to use it, so many different flavours, and it's taken off internationally. Here at the Badger, we've got like a nice selection. We have fruit that complement it in every kind of way. So from Slingsby having sort of grated rhubarb, sliced blueberries, down to uncracked black pepper, it all goes really well, especially during summer sat in our outside area.
Yeah, I'm the one that's got to do the fruit order now. It used to be a couple of boxes of lemons, a couple of boxes of limes. Yeah. It's like a greengrocer's behind that bar at the moment, because all the different ones, they all recommend the different... Is it not botanicals? What's the word that accompanies it when we're...
Garnish.
Garnish, yes. Thank you. When we're clapping mint and slicing blueberries.
Oh, definitely. Like with Monkey 47, for instance, if you get a bit of lavender, you put it in there, it doesn't just hit your palate, it hits your nose as well and affects the flavour overall. I mean, in my personal opinion, a slice of grapefruit, a bit of lavender, that on a summer's day is absolutely gorgeous.
And they bring out, because the botanicals are going to make in the gin, these extra, when you add the garnish at the end, it brings out the flavours already in there.
So well, definitely.
And a lot of the cocktails that we've got on our cocktail list, they're gin-based, we can get more adventurous rather than just slapping some tonic in there.
Yeah, utilising the local Slingsby branch, definitely. I mean, Slingsby for me is my personal favourite at the moment. I mean, they've taken literally the spirit of Harrogate, which is sort of relaxing, you know, revitalisation, and taking it into spirit form. Now, there's a lot of love that has gone into this, using like local Harrogate water, local botanicals as well. I mean, there's 24 botanicals going into it, 17 of which are locally sourced. So they really are trying their best.
When you talk about botanicals, these are the things that make each gin different, isn't it?
Yeah, so there are different types of gin. You get London gin, you get normal gin, you get distilled gin as well.
One thing I learned recently about, fairly late on the gin is essentially, and correct me if I'm wrong, Sean, it's essentially flavoured vodka, because the actual spirit itself is just distilled from grain, exactly the same as vodka.
Yeah.
So all your botanicals, that's not what actually goes to make the alcohol. The grain makes the alcohol, and then the botanicals are essentially flavourings that just infuse it after it's already been made. Am I correct there, Sean?
Yeah, on the whole alcohol side, yeah. But
thank
the
you,
thing
Sean.
That really pushes the flavour of gin out there is juniper. Now, that's what literally defines it. I mean, it originates from the sort of Dutch period, like hundreds of years ago, is when you brought over when the... Where a Dutch ruler was
17th century, it says here in my notes that trees kindly
notes,
done for us.
Right.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, yeah.
Which
is
why it's called Dutch courage, I believe.
Dutch courage, indeed. I've had a bit today. Oh, yes.
I love the fact that you compare this to vodka, because, as I mentioned, my wife is a massive gin drinker, but she hates vodka. So if I go home and tell her that and go, essentially, you're drinking a juniper flavoured vodka.
Yeah. Even the proper gin people, they come round now to let us know and educate the staff, so, you know, we know more about it when we get asked the questions. Yeah, even they, it's one of the first questions I ask them, is it essentially flavoured vodka? And the answer is, well, yeah, we don't, but essentially it is, yeah.
But you just have such diversity there as well. I mean, one of my other favourite gins is called...
You've got
Berfian.
Lots of favourite gins, I've noticed.
I like my gins, definitely. Which is why the Badger is such a great place to come down.
good work.
But Ophir, originally found like three or four hundred years ago on Silk Road. Now, this utilises saffron and ginger and just really intense flavours, which you don't find with a lot of gins. It's quite niche, if anything. And now what I like to do with that is make a perfect, similar to a perfect martini, it's called the Bronx, but I put a twist of ginger in there as well. So that's sweet vermouth, dry vermouth, Ophir, and then a bit of orange juice and then muddled fresh ginger, and that comes out really nice. Doesn't matter what time of day, great as an aperitif for a meal, great to wind down on the end of the evening.
Are we going to try all these while we're on the air, or are we going to have to wait till we wrap up and have a little tasting?
Well, why don't we see, Sean, if you can convert me to gin.
Right, I'll do that right now. How does that sound?
So we've moved over to the bar then, here at the Fat Badger. I'm one side, Sean is the business end of the bar, and Sean is putting together a cocktail that he thinks I'm going to like and is going to convert me to gin. So Sean, what is going on over here?
Right, so we're using a local brand, that's Slingsby. We're using the Slingsby rhubarb as well. So this is based on the original recipe, but it has a sweet rhubarb twist, which is very English, very Yorkshire, and the rhubarb itself is sourced locally as well. Now, I originally made this for my girlfriend. She doesn't have the most diverse palate. She likes sweet things. And since you're not a gin drinker, I think this is a nice way to sort of ease you into it. So I'm using Slingsby rhubarb here, 50ml, thinly sliced strawberries, and I'm serving with rose lemonade fennel.
So we've put this into a nice big Slingsby glass, almost like a goblet glass here. Lots of ice, thinly sliced strawberries on the top. It already looks very pretty, and you're only halfway through.
Yeah, well, it's called the Sean Special here at the Badger, so if you do pop down, ask for it, the guys know what's what. Now, this is pink, it's beautiful, and it's just so light. You can literally drink this all day, especially in summertime.
So this is a pink lemonade, so this isn't a tonic, because I think actually often it's probably the tonic in a gin and tonic that puts me off gin.
Oh no, I can totally appreciate why. I mean, everyone's got their own type of palate. Like, I don't eat sweet foods, but when it comes to cocktails, I love it sweet. And with gins especially, I mean, and if you're not using the right tonics as well, it doesn't bring out the full flavour of the gin.
Okay, the moment of truth then. I'm going to give this a little taste. Is it a delicate taste that I should be taking?
Definitely. It's well thought out. Like, rhubarb and rose complement each other so well. And if I'm going to break you in anyways, this is the perfect one, definitely.
Okay, I'll taste a Sean special then. Oh, wow, that is sweet. Mm. It's very nice. It's a really sweet, and as you mentioned, very summery, and because they've got that pink lemonade in, it's got that little sort of citrusy kick to it as well, hasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, with the sweetness there, I mean, it's light as well, so you can actually keep drinking it throughout the night, as long as we've got enough stock. Remember when I first made it, we ran out of, I think we had 30 bottles of rose lemonade, and we went through it all.
Because the Sean special was very special that night, wasn't it? Fantastic. Well, Sean, I think, you know, I could imagine myself, I could certainly imagine myself drinking that. I could imagine myself walking around with this huge pink glass all night, I don't quite know, but taste wise it's fantastic.
Well, I'm glad you enjoy.
Sean clearly knows what he's talking about when it comes to gin, and if you want to come and find out and you know, get some of this expertise, then you can pop down to the Badger, and the guys are all pretty well versed in their gin here, aren't they, especially with this new gin list that's coming out.
Oh yeah, definitely. We've had a lot of fun putting this together, definitely. A lot of staff meetings where we're trying all the gins,
so come on down when you're ready for a pint, post-work pint, or a gin, at the cheeky gin at the weekend. Come on down to the Badger, and I'll finish this off. Cheers.
The Fat Badger Grill on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.